Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's estimated that about 15 to 20% of known pregnancies will end in miscarriage in this country. This statistic's often received with surprise and shock, equally because of its high prevalence on the one hand, as well as how little it's acknowledged and talked about openly. Rachel Bull is doing something about our reluctance to talk about this issue with her brand new book, Ready or Not, Here I Come. In a book that's at times harrowing, uplifting, and even funny at times, Rachel shares her own story along with the stories of other lives that have been touched by the loss of a baby before 20 weeks. Rachel, welcome to Open House. While it must have been heart-wrenching to write the book, it's also going to be pretty exciting to see the impact it's having now that it's been released.
Yes. Well, I guess I just wanted to share the story. So many people don't talk about miscarriage. It's such a taboo subject for a start. I mean, I had a lot of hiccups. It wasn't just miscarriage. There are a lot of things along the way. And there are a lot of things that I felt people don't talk about. And I wanted to really let women know and let, you know, people know it's okay to talk about these subjects.
What's driving our need to keep these things secrets, do you think?
I'm not really sure, and I don't know why it's still a taboo subject. You know, we're not living in the dark ages anymore.
No.
And unfortunately, it happens. It's, you know, one in four pregnancies are quite often end in a miscarriage. So it's fairly high statistics too. I still don't understand myself why we don't talk about it. But I really wanted, once I'd gotten over the shock and the anger and everything that I went through, I really wanted to yell it from the rooftop and talk about it. For me, that was really important.
At the beginning of your journey to motherhood, you were reluctant about being a mum, weren't you?
I was, I have to say. I really wasn't sure about becoming a mum at all in the beginning. And it was, you know, when I was young, I just thought it was far too hard, too difficult. And there was something in me. Maybe it was my biological clock ticking. I'm not sure. Something turned inside me.
As is often the case, and my own personal testimony included, when the time came where we really wanted to have a family, it wasn't easy. It didn't happen the way that I thought it was going to.
Yeah. I think sometimes, and I thought it was going to be really easy. I thought once we'd made that decision, you know, we knew what needed to be done and everything was going to fall into place very easily, and that just wasn't the case.
To what extent did needing to have a bub now become your world?
It became my everything, and I think it's weird. I've seen other people go through it before, that once women seem to go, right, that's it, I'm having a baby, it kind of takes over, and it really does. It's kind of like a bridezilla thing, but maybe a babyzilla.
How did that play out in you?
In me, it was definitely something that was all I could think about.
Right.
And everything we did beforehand, in the book I talk about, it became absolutely my world. You know, the vitamins, the diet, everything. My husband had to do it as well.
Yes.
And yeah, it became everything.
You were leaving nothing up to chance, were you?
No, I was not. I'm a very like to be in control person. And perhaps that came out in a slightly bizarre way when I was trying to conceive.
As is so often the case, everybody says, stop stressing, it'll happen.
Yes.
This happened for you.
Well, I guess it did. When clearly the time was right, it did happen. And when I got pregnant the first time, I think I wasn't quite as calm as I thought I'd be when I got pregnant.
That first positive, what happened?
Wow. It was kind of a bit of disbelief, I think. You sort of go, oh, is that right?
It's
I better do
real.
It again.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
How many tests did you go through?
Oh, goodness. I really couldn't tell you. Far too many.
The journey, as you say, came to an abrupt end, though, didn't it?
It did. It did. And I thought something wasn't right, but I never really thought that that's where we were going. With that, I still believed that I was pregnant, everything was going to be fine. I didn't ever for one minute think that that was going to happen to me.
How far along before you lost the prospect of being a mum this time?
Yep. So I was 10 weeks and I only found out at the scan, which was, yes, heartbreaking.
Was your husband there?
He was, thankfully. That was a very, very hard time. as soon as they said that there was nothing there and I got very upset, he was there with me. Thankfully, I had some friends around me at the time who had just had a miscarriage as well. They hadn't necessarily shared everything with me at the time, and as soon as I went through it, I understood everything that they had gone through. Certainly with friends, I would say if you've got a friend who's going through this now, the best thing that you could do is ask how she's going. She'll either open up about it or perhaps say, I don't want to talk about it right now. They'll let you know how you're feeling. And that's the one thing that I absolutely loved. The two friends that I had miscarry checked on me every couple of days. I got a text message, how are you going? What's happening today? And that was great. Whereas I had other friends who don't have children or had never had a miscarriage who I didn't hear from. Once I told them I'd had a miscarriage, I didn't hear from them.
Wow.
And I have to say silence is probably, I guess, the worst thing you can do. Being there for somebody, just saying, how are you going? Is there anything that I can do? Is probably the best thing that you can do for somebody.
Share with us the second pregnancy.
I clearly don't have easy pregnancies.
No.
So what happened was after 20 weeks, everything was going fine. I happened to be at work and I felt perhaps a little leak.
Yeah.
And I went off to the hospital and at 32 weeks and I was ordered on best bed rest. So what was happening, you know, my son was looking at coming early. We were really concerned that my son was going to arrive at 32 weeks and I was hospitalized straight away. It was one of the most, again, scary times of my life. Nobody can prepare you for this. Unfortunately, having preemie babies, you generally don't know.
Yeah.
There's not always a medical issue for it. Sometimes these things just happen. So that waiting there, that waiting and hoping and having medical staff every single day to tell me to cross my legs and to keep my baby in, which I had no, you know, control over whatsoever, was particularly difficult. And for every day, I just, you know, I hoped that my little boy would stay inside a little bit longer.
Bub does come early, though.
Little Darcy, yes, he decided to make his arrival right on 34 weeks, which was a hard event as well, obviously a very a happy, a joyous occasion because he decided to enter the world.
Yes.
But at the same time, it was very harrowing as well to have, you know, your baby. You've had a baby, but you couldn't have a baby with you. I didn't get to have my baby in my room with me. I only got 10 minutes of cuddles with him when he was born before he was whisked away. It was a very hard time, and I think especially because that was my introduction to parenthood.
Yeah.
That was my, you know, you're a mum now, but I couldn't be a mum. It was a particularly hard emotional journey. I'm a very emotional person at the best of times, so the fact that, yeah, there's your little baby and you can't pick him up and you can't cuddle him was very, very hard.
Tell me about Darcy. Is he well?
He is. Thank goodness. As I said, we are one of the very lucky ones. He didn't have ongoing medical issues. So for that, I am so grateful. He is now just turned 3 and he is a very mischievous, lively little boy. And I'm sure it's because of his, the way he entered life. He's got something to prove.
Yeah.
He has a very strong personality. He's just a gorgeous little boy.
Was it difficult to decide to have another one after Darcy?
It was. That was another scary decision as well. And obviously, you know, having first pregnancy was miscarried, second pregnancy was preemie, the third pregnancy was going to be, I guess, no easy journey either.
That's an Everest of a decision, though, isn't it? Was it difficult to come to a decision to have another child after Darcy?
That was hard. We knew what we wanted to do and we just had to go through with it and be hopeful. And it was scary. Going through, I think because I knew more this time around, I knew the dangers.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, if this child was born early, what the dangers were. So I think that was even in some way more stressful than my second pregnancy. In saying that, we just had to be thankful for each week that came and passed. So I was very lucky this time round. She still came before full term. Mm-hmm. However, she didn't have to spend any time in special care. So very, very lucky.
That is fantastic.
It is.
It's been a long journey, hasn't it, from the young lady reluctant to have her own family to being a proud mum. Tell me how important family is to you now.
Absolutely. Gosh, my family is my entire world. I can pretty get teary talking about it. I have to say it's absolutely a beautiful thing, and they certainly mean the world to me. I am so glad I went down that path. To think that I nearly didn't, it's quite amazing. And where we are now. It's, I do love being a mum. Of course, there are very hard days still, you know, with a toddler and a baby.
Yeah.
That's absolutely hard as well. So you have your days where you go, okay, what did I do? did I really know what I was getting myself in for?
Was this really a good idea?
But at the same time, it's all been really worth it. And I have to say I've loved it more than I thought I would. The lows definitely have been lower than I thought, but the highs have been much higher than I thought. And that beautiful unconditional love that I was looking forward to and had been told about is way more than I thought that was going to be. It's just beautiful.
I know why it is you chose to write the book.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you hoping is going to read it?
I'm hoping that anyone who really needs, I guess, some hope, some inspiration, anyone who's a parent or thinking about becoming a parent, I think the book has so many different elements in it that it really is for everybody. It's got, you know, stories from men and from women in it. I think it's definitely something that that everyone can get something out of. And I'm just hoping that they go, you know what, I'm not alone in this. Other people are going through the same experiences that I'm going through. I'd really love for people just to go, this person or this story, that's exactly what I went through, or that person gets me, or I'm glad I'm not the only one who's gone through that.
Rachel, thanks so much for writing your book, Ready or Not, Here I Come, and for reminding us to celebrate life in all of its forms at every opportunity. And all the best from here on in for your family.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.